The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of July of 2022. On the first page of the newsletter, there are some wonderful pictures from local activities that the Lions have engaged in. They've got some people picking up litter, some people accepting one of those big checks, and all kinds of stuff. District Governor's goals. Here are a few things that I would like to be emphasized. Membership. We must encourage more folks to join Lions. I will go anywhere to help talk to folks if needed. Everyone, invite one person that will join, or have an exclusive membership party. It's very important to get Lions to get excited again, enough to share Lionism with others. Those that evaluate children's eyesight, whether with spot machines or vision bands, please test for color blindness. We can provide free tests for adults or children, paperwork for teachers and parents, and help through Lions, schools, foundations to help other people see color again. Also, a great aha moment to get folks excited again. Turn in Lions hours. There are many reasons to do it, and it'll help individual clubs ultimately. Call if you need me to explain reasons. I would like to have a state Lion Day. I am collaborating with other governors to get it done. I want to thank Lions for working thankless hours. It will be a food service day or a food drive or the other food-related service. Every Lions club should be involved. The service should end September 24th. It would be great for marketing, membership, and for letting folks see Lions do things on a grand scale. Start brighter visions early. Let folks know about the organ donor guys and other chairs for talking about their respective interests. I am there if needed. Together we can. And here's the district governor's message. Save the date. Greetings, Lions. I'm so excited to invite you to visit Fayetteville for a great day of installations, awards, games, paddle boating, Hawaiian shirt contest, and award-winning barbecue, plus more. You will also be helping to do a little Lion recruiting for hopefully a new club. The date is July 16th, 3 p.m. to, who knows, depends on the weather, with an alternative place to go in case of rain. An address you can use is 7721 Sipple Avenue, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28304 for your GPS. It's actually a lake around the corner from my house. More information and directions to follow in a flyer sent directly to your club by First Vice District Governor Carly Metz, so be sure and ask about it. Please RSVP by July 12th to 931-252-8147. Food can be purchased in correct amounts and no one goes hungry. I am excited about starting this Lion year with a roar and not a whimper. Hope to see you there. And that's from Mayra McLeod, your district governor. Here's the First Vice District Governor's message. Greetings, fellow Lions of District 31N. First, I want to say what a great honor it has been serving as your second Vice District Governor for fiscal year 21-22. I am looking forward to serving you as your first Vice District Governor for fiscal year 22-23. There are some challenges this year within our district, and I am ready to collaborate with you on those challenges for our District Governor, Mayra McLeod. We need new members to add back to our membership base in our district. We have fallen below 1,000 members and need new members. I would like to challenge each member to ask at least one person about visiting their club and to join. If they are only interested in doing a service project, let them volunteer. It might help them decide to join. Our next challenge working in these three areas is NCLI Camp Dogwood, Brighter Visions Campaign, Camp Dogwood Race, and Clinical Eye Research. I would love to see us meet our goals for Brighter Visions and Camp Dogwood. More on that will come out at the Brighter Visions Campaign Kick 08 on August 27th at 10 a.m. at Lyons Industries for the Blind Incorporated in Kinston, North Carolina. And last is clinical eye research. This is an area where I would like each club to send something in extra to help us improve the monies raised. One of the governors came up with a wonderful idea that we will be working on and hope to roll out in August also. The money raised helps provide grants to Wake Forest, Duke, and UNC for research for the visually impaired. The money over the years has done a tremendous amount of good in research at the three universities. North Carolina Lions Incorporated does a lot, but we are all a part of NCLI and need to do our part in help raising money for Brighter Visions, Camp Dogwood, and clinical eye research. Will you pledge with me to do whatever you can? Last, for the clubs that I will be visiting on behalf of District Governor Mayra, I will begin contact with you soon, be in contact with you soon with the date that I will be visiting and confirming the day, time, and place where your club holds its meetings. Once again, I look forward working with each of you and look forward to visiting soon. Yours in Lionism, 1st VDG, Carlton, Carly, and Lion Dawn Metz of the New Bern Twin Rivers Lions Club. Second Vice District Governor's message. Hola! I'm very excited on serving my community and most my districts as your 2 VDG. I'm also looking forward to meeting you and your club. Please feel free to reach out with any questions or concerns. Roar! Until then, Anna Elliott, 2nd Vice District Governor. Moving a mountain. The Marquette Lions envisioned a simple 3-hour event to collect and recycle empty, refundable aluminum cans. But they ended up moving a mountain of 81,501 empty beverage cans worth 10 cents apiece, and it earned them more than $8,100 for children battling cancer in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Club Vice President Mary Rule initiated the event as a way for her club to make some money at a time when 5 of their fundraising events had been canceled due to COVID-19. Community members had just come out of a long snowy winter when the pandemic stay-at-home orders were announced. To top it off, COVID-19 had put a stop to stores accepting recycled cans. And so people in Michigan who had paid the usual 10-cent deposit on a can had no way to return them and get their deposit back until restrictions were lifted. They were stockpiling them. And like Rule, growing frustrated not only with having to stay home, but staying home with all these cans. For hours on end, Lions in gloves and masks, with adherence to social distancing guidelines, gave curbside service by allowing to vehicles for bags, boxes, and often entire truck beds full of cans. As one donor said, who doesn't support sick kids? And that is from the Let's Go Move Mountains. And here's information on the Global Leadership Team. Dates to remember. August 20th, Club Officer Training, Time and Location TBA. August 27th, Brighter Visions Kickoff, 10 a.m. at the Lions Industry of the Blind, Kinston, North Carolina. August 27th, First Cabinet Meeting following the Brighter Visions Kickoff. October 15th, Second Cabinet Meeting, Time and Location TBA. January 14th, Third Cabinet Meeting during the Midwinter Convention, and April 22nd, Fourth Cabinet Meeting during the State Convention. Lions Club International President's Theme, Together We Can. It's so simple, so fundamental, and so true. Together we can. And here's more information on the Global Service Team. Dates to remember. September 7th through 10th, Sorting Glasses, Camp Dogwood. September of 2022, NC Lions Day Food Drive. October through December, Lions Toys Drive. January through March, 31N Service with Boys and Girls Home. March, Camp Dogwood Volunteer Week. And April of 2023, Earth Day Events. And information on Global Membership Team, dates to remember. July 16th, Membership Drive, Fayetteville, North Carolina. In December, New Members Competition. And next June, another New Members Competition. Here's information on the Brighter Visions annual fund drive. Brighter Visions kickoff and basket raffle. The Brighter Visions kickoff will be held on Saturday, August 27th, 10 a.m. at Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston. The program will start at 10 a.m. and will end around 12. There will be a group of Lions officers in attendance, such as Carlton Metz, Executive Director, Tammy Thomas, Camp and Retreat Director, Eileen Artavia, Brighter Visions State Chair, and Chris Headley, Camp Dogwood State Chair. The reason for this meeting is to show our support for the programs offered by our own North Carolina Lions Incorporated. There are many ways we can show our support, but two primary ways are through volunteering and donations. This meeting is your club's opportunity to show support through your donation. So please try to submit a donation. For many clubs, budgets are tight. We ask that you do what you can to show your club's support. Let's also have some fun. The Big Basket Raffle is new for this year. The district governor is asking your club to put together a basket for raffle at the meeting. Here's how it'll work. Bring your basket made up of goodies. Try to follow a theme. Make it interesting. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each. Buy as many as you want. Suggestion: why not get donations from club members to help buy tickets, win a basket, then raffle the basket at a club meeting? There will be one winner for each basket. Tickets submitted for each basket will be counted, and the value of the tickets collected for each basket will be credited as a donation to Brighter Visions from that club. And that's from Lion Jean Getz, your Brighter Visions chairperson for 31N. Announcing the Winston-Salem Twin City Host Lions Club's Diabetes Family Retreats. Our quest is to help you reduce the prevalence of diabetes and improve your quality of life for you and your family afflicted with this rampant growing disease in our state. Our diabetes family retreats are designed to help you cope with type 1 and type 2 diabetes in your family with a helpful and fun learning experience. This program will offer recommendations such as exercise, changing eating habits, and understanding the disease. By working together, we will offer a strategic vision on reducing and managing diabetes within your family circle. What we will achieve with our diabetes family retreats. 1. Provide a safe and fun experience for your family with diabetes to connect and learn. 2. This 1.5-day retreat will give you an opportunity to work closely with certified diabetes educators with educational, recreational, and dietary recommendations for a healthy lifestyle with no distractions. 3. You will learn that it is possible to live well with and successfully manage diabetes. Our diabetes family retreats will be held at the NC Lions Dogwood on the Lake, a 56-acre, state-of-the-art meeting and retreat center on the banks of Lake Norman. This facility is also the home of Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired. Camp Dogwood is a summer destination for the blind and visually impaired with waterfront and recreational activities. Dogwood on Lake Norman has 3 lodges to accommodate overnight guests. Each lodge has a lounge with TV and DVD and a screen porch with rocking chairs. Attractive, comfortable guest rooms feature 2 double beds, individual temperature control, and private baths. Rooms with handicapped accessible baths are available, including roll-in showers. Each lodge is ground floor accessible. And there follows a registration form for these retreats, and they include Friday and Saturday. That's already passed. Friday and Saturday, September 9th and 10th, and Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th. Check-in time for each diabetes retreat is from 4 to 5:30 p.m. on Friday, and departure is on Saturday after 5. After receiving completed registration, you'll be called by Tammy Thomas, the Camp Dogwood and Dogwood on the Lake administrator, to complete the reservation, and you will be given further information. You can contact Tammy Thomas on her direct line at 800-662-7401, extension 229. Again, it's Tammy Thomas, 800 662-7401, extension 229. Here's some Beaufort Lions Club news. The Beaufort Lions Club NavaLens Project. Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club funds NavaLens Informational Transfer Mobility Project for the Blind at the Beaufort, North Carolina Maritime Museum. The Beaufort NC Lions Club is proud to announce a donation in the amount of $4,200 to the Friends of the NC Maritime Museum. This donation will directly fund the installation of a NavaLens Informational Transfer Mobility Package within the Beaufort NC Maritime Museum, capable of providing self-guided personal tours with access to the many hidden stories associated to displayed coded artifacts. This action represents the first steps towards establishment of interactive experiences for the blind, a core component of the planned all-inclusive Beaufort Blind Project, an accessibility package being developed with adherence to blind perspective philosophical principles, thus providing accessibility to all visual acuities, totally blind to fully sighted. NavaLens is an application developed in Spain. It uses color codes that, when captured by a smartphone camera, either iPhone or Droid, will provide access to associated content. NavaLens codes have often been referred to as QR codes on steroids. While this statement is true, in actuality, they are so much more. NavaLens codes differ dramatically in comparison to QR codes, as NavaLens codes do not require prior knowledge of posted code location or requires the user to take a picture of the code to access the associated information. When the NavaLens app is opened and a scanning of the space is made using the phone's rear camera, that will allow for automatic capture of posted NavaLens codes, granting access to associated information. NavaLens has unique identification and navigational properties when made available for use by the blind, which will dramatically improve independence. NavaLens codes can be identified from long distances. As the size of the posted NavaLens code increases, so does the distance from which the code can be captured. A quarter-size page posted code may be captured from up to a distance of 30 feet, and then will accurately guide the blind user via audible 3D prompting to within 1 foot of the posted code. Truly amazing in comparison to the unacceptable accuracy errors forced upon the blind by GPS. NavaLens is also available as free downloadable codes for personal use by the blind and represents a perfect example of how smartphone applications provided at no cost to the end user can improve quality of life for the blind without the necessity for purchase of additional costly standalone and adaptive technology devices. For more information, contact Blind Lion Peter Crumley, and that email address is peter.crumley@yahoo.com. An innovative example of how the Beaufort, North Carolina Lions serve as Knights of the Blind. Lumberton Lions Lions Club News. Teacher of the Week. Jamie Burney is in his fifth year of teaching at the school. He teaches eighth grade English. However, during his 21 years of employment in the public schools of Robeson County School District, he has also taught math and social studies in grades 5 through 8. Teaching children requires patience and at times sacrifice, he said in a statement to the Robesonian. We have to meet students where they are and give them help and support to help them achieve their best potential. We can't coddle them from the struggles of the real world, but we can give them the tools to be successful and be there to help them and guide them as they make both good and bad decisions, Burney said. Burney also said helping students gain confidence in themselves is a priority. Building achievement starts with building confidence in our students, he said. Your classroom should be a place where they can try different strategies and be okay with not always being right. When Burney isn't teaching, the Lumberton resident can be found watching TV and movies, reading, and spending time with his family members and friends. Bernie also works with the Junior Beta Club and the Lumberton Lions Club. And this article is in the Robesonian paper. Kinston host, dates to remember. Hello, everyone. As we end up the finish of our 21-22 Lions year, I am pleased and very proud to say Kinston host Lions finished very well. We accomplished many projects and served our community very well this year. I feel we represented Lionism very well in our community. We are looking forward to the 2022-23 to be as strong and, if not, better. As we begin the new year, we are ready and eager to begin work. Also, we would like to welcome the former members of the Kinston Ram News Club as we merge on July 1st. With their added wisdom and leadership, we can only go forward. Also, I would like to congratulate Lion Sharon Axelberg for receiving the President's Award recently and Lion Betty Wooten for receiving the Sid Scruggs Beacon of Hope Award. These ladies are a great asset to our club and to Lionism. We are preparing for our reverse drawing coming up on August 22nd at King's Restaurant. Tickets will be on sale soon. Tickets are $50 each. This is a great evening to support what we are as Lions and to continue helping our community. Please contact any Kinston host member for tickets. Our club is looking forward to the new year with great things ahead. Let's keep up all the awesome work we do as Lions to help others every day. Sincerely, Lion Eddie Chase, Kinston host president. And here's a notice about that 8th Annual Reverse Drawing Fundraiser. It's on Monday, August 22nd, King's Restaurant on Highway 70 East in Kinston. From 6:30 there will be a social, and at 7 o'clock is dinner, and it's a ribeye steak dinner. One meal per ticket and no carryouts. The grand prize is $2,500. Again, each ticket is $50. And tickets can be purchased by calling 252-523-1019 or visiting Lion Industries for the Blind at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston. Or you can contact Betty Ann Wooten, the club secretary, at blorah@lionsindustries.org or any Kinston host club member. Past district governor's meeting. Calling all PDGs. Our first meeting for this fiscal year will be Friday, July 8th at Ribeye's Steakhouse in Nashville. They have a good selection on their menu as well as a nice salad bar. We will start gathering around 5:30. I know this may be early for some who may be still working or have a distance to travel. We will order around 6 and begin the meeting as soon as all have ordered. Once meals start coming, we will break for the meal, then resume once most have finished eating. We hope to be out by 8, hopefully sooner. I will try to get an agenda out midweek. Please reply to this email if you plan on attending. I hope to see many of you there at Ribeye's Steakhouse, 104 West Nashville Drive in Nashville, North Carolina. And that is from PDG Gene English. Email address gginglish@nc.rr.com. And that's the New Bern Lions Club. They held a drawing at the Piggly Wiggly in New Bern on June 3rd of 2022. And there's a lovely picture of the Piggly Wiggly manager, George Fisher, and Danny Creel and Bob Armentrout in front of the store. Western Harnett Lions Club, keeping a piece of America beautiful. This is by Lion Michael Williams, first VP of the Western Harnett Lions Club. The Western Harnett Lions Club is now in its 18th year of picking up trash along a busy 2-mile stretch of road in Western Harnett County. The club joined the North Carolina Adopt a Highway program in February of 2004 with past district governor Vince Schimoller, serving as our project coordinator. Since joining the Adopt a Highway program, the club's Lions have gathered once a month early on a Saturday morning to clean up our designated section of road. For the last 2 years, our Leo Club has been assisting us. Their help is greatly appreciated and has been instrumental in reducing the amount of time it takes to finish our cleanup from an hour and a half to about an hour. The club's efforts over the last 12 months have yielded 237 bags of trash, along with car bumpers, pieces of furniture, and an occasional empty barrel or other large container. While at times it can feel frustrating when you drive by the day after we completed a trash pickup and see a new piece of trash on the side of the road, it is also very rewarding seeing the before and after of the road after the cleanup, knowing we are still helping to keep our neighborhood a little nicer. Additionally, the participants' efforts continue to enhance the Lions Club's reputation in our community, as evidenced by the positive feedback we receive from residents, business owners, and even drivers passing by while we work. Besides a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, a side benefit of participating in one or more of the monthly pickups is the chance to gather with our fellow Lions outside the setting of a meeting. Once finished, we usually meet at a local coffee shop for a little fellowship and to compare notes on our most interesting trash finds of the morning. And there are a few pictures of Lions doing this work. Lion Crystal Sebo and Leo Kylie Howard show off their interesting trash find. Looks like a piece of cash. And Lions Spencer Walker and Vince Schimoller in the trenches, keeping the highway clean. Here's a notice about New Bern and Twin Rivers Lions Club's charity golf tournament. It's their 11th annual, and the first 72 spots are guaranteed. Invite individuals or teams to play in this charity golf tournament. It's a four-person Super Bowl and benefits the visually impaired in our community. It'll be held September 17th. The rain date is to be determined, and tee time is 1 p.m. The entry fee is $75 per person, $300 per team. That includes your green fee and cart and a meal. There's a prize and refreshment cart. To attend, call Robert Block, 252-259-5099, or Carly Metz at 252-259-4827. The deadline for sign-up is September 10th of 2022. You can also contact via email at twinriverslionsclub@gmail.com or 252-259-4827. And following that is an a registration form for that New Bern and Twin Rivers Lions Club Charity Golf Tournament. There is a hole-in-one prize. That is a $14,000 Disney vacation for four. The net proceeds will be used to assist the visually impaired with eye exams, eyeglasses, special reading equipment, assistance with eye surgeries, summer camp for visually impaired and the blind at Camp Dogwood on Lake Norman, participation in the North Carolina Lions VIP fishing tournament, mobile eye screening, and in-school kids' sight vision screening, and diabetes awareness. Here is a promotion for the Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, Independence Through Employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. The number to contact them is 252-523-1019. And another notice is the Lions Industries for the Blind Graphic Solutions. They are making available Lions Club apparel. And there's a picture of a fleece vest, a t-shirt, a polo shirt, and a nice-looking rain jacket. And that is from LIB Graphic Solutions, the Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated. You can contact them at 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050. And lastly, there is an announcement about leader dogs. Hello, Lions. Please check out the latest Leader Dog Lions newsletter article. Share it with your club and district newsletter editors and members. And this newsletter can be found at www.leaderdog.org/lions-club/resources and scroll to the newsletter button to access. There's also a video link to a video to thank the Lions for the important role they play on the Leader Dog team. And that's Leader Dogs for the Blind, 1039 South Rochester Road, Rochester Hills, Michigan, 48307. And you can call them direct, toll-free, 888-777-5332. To learn more about their programs and services, visit leaderdog.org. And they have also some virtual learning resources at leaderdog.org/resources/virtual-learning. We are always in need of volunteers to raise our puppies. Learn more about that at leaderdog.org/puppy. Our mission is to empower people who are blind or visually impaired with lifelong skills for safe and independent daily travel. And that is the end of this newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.